I hate people don't responsibility, but I'm still survive with you for the last few years.
Survive who?
With you. If he say that's the reason that I'm going to give in to Joey, that's not going to work.
No, because okay. that's the most obvious reason. But then the reason
now
is
I'm trying to
the emotional part also really.
I think the reason that Joey still survived with me would be Ava.
Everybody has a weak spot.
Yeah.
Everybody has a
Ava
weak spot.
Is our weak spot.
No, Ava, you see, this is the issue. A weak spot can also be the thing that gels you guys closer.
We can fight so hard in the room, and at the moment we step out of the room, we see Ava, we look at each other and like, we stuck with each other right now.
So, it can be a weak spot, but it can also be the thing that holds.
And by the way,
she's
not even his daughter.
I know.
But I
think it's so amazing.
Wow. Like, they were so born so much with each other that sometimes I forgot that.
They are not blood related.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the scary shit, right?
But I think, to be frank, I think that alone makes him an amazing man.
Yeah. So I think that when was the first 1 month when he would Ava, he was very doubt and he was very confused,
not sure.
He was very lost and he was very don't know what to do with Ava.
Mm.
And I remember this is what he asked me. I say, can you teach me how to be a father? I never be a father. Since you're a psychologist, can you just tell me what I need to learn to be a father, to be a stepfather? That's what he said.
You have to experience it yourself.
No, this is what I tell him. I say, in this world, have no adoption father, stepfather, whatever that people book the word in, it's just to separate you from the child.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to be her father, you are her father.
Yeah.
And you have to think that's what you committed to do.
Mm.
If you cannot think like that, then you don't even step in. Because I don't like when people call stepmom, stepdad, or whatever, step, right? It's just to divide the child when it's more confusing. I think if you choose your heart and your soul to commit to raise this person up as
your own.
As your own. I don't say your own child. I'm saying your own is like someone that, like even friend, right?
Mm.
We don't call step friend, what? Right?
How do you be a step?
It mean like some friend out and then a new friend.
Oh yeah,
out.
I get what you mean. Like if I say okay, and we're done, and then suddenly I have a new friend, like
yeah,
my new step friend.
Correct. And we don't even do that with like step teacher or like step whatever. Like
I think the only reason why it happens is because of the blood relation part.
Yeah, but that's mean nothing.
Because friends
what,
and friends, we don't.
But
we don't,
but you look at all the children who adoption.
That's true.
Right. So if you really compare, then you have to compare to that level. At the moment, the child, they're looking for family. You should just consider that you choose to be their parent. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. No step, no extra
work.
But it's
a huge commitment and responsibility.
Yeah. So I think after that day, when I give him that sentence, he was more confident. And from that to now, they both feel like they even forgot the part of you not even look the same. You know what I mean?
They do look a little bit like
no, the character, yes. Oh my god.
The character.
The character,
maybe their skin color a little bit.
Really?
Skin color. Yeah. I don't know. But I just feel like it is amazing because you know, you think about it this way, even blood related moms and dads, sometimes they treat their children badly.
Mm.
Right. And this is somebody who is not related to him in any way at all. Like, he didn't even know about her existence until
the person is behind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't even know about her existence until, you know, he met Anne. So it was like a. But yet, it was still a commitment. And
yeah.
I think that's why it's very. For me, it's very amazing because it's about responsibility.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know, responsibility is something we're not very good at.
Oh, me too. Oh, my God. I hate people
who
are not
responsible. Yeah, that's why when I realized that I'm going
you know,
to
give I hate people don't responsibility, but I'm still survive with you for the last few years.
Survive who?
With you.
I'm responsible.
You're scared of responsibility, but you're still responsible. But you're scared of responsibility. Every time I share, you...
I'm scared because I'm scared to fail. I'm scared that I'm not good enough. That I will not... be able to rise up to the occasion
mm.
and fulfill what is needed to fulfill. Does it make sense?
Mm.
Yeah. So we played some games at our dear friend Douglas's place for his mini program. Okay, for those of you guys who are attending, you know. But I'm not going to give away any details, but there was some emotions there. And I think my biggest one was like shame. Shame was my biggest
one. Oh my God, I'm a different with you.
Yeah, I know. I asked you. That's why I asked you. So and what happened was that that's when I realized that when the words came up, I'm not going to talk about the game or any of the other words, but when the words came out, I was like, oh, this is the one. The moment I was like, oh, this is the one. I can feel it, you know? And it was, So that's why I don't like responsibility. Not because even if I know I can do it, I'm still scared that I will not be good enough. Does it make sense? Like, I will not be good enough, even though I brainwash myself every day that I'm good enough. But it's very deep-seated. It's very deep inside. Yeah, I'm not good enough.
Well, you're good enough. We've been good enough to do 101 episodes.
I know. That's why now Anne trust me because after 100 episodes, Anne is still around.
Yeah, she's still around. My goodness.
So you see that. I'm not responsible.
I think the universe really sent some thought in your brain to make a decision at that moment. And call the person that you need to make that decision together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make that decision together. Mm-hmm. You know, at that spirit, everything is so fast to me that now when it's like everything is
settled,
I'm like, interesting how is it happened that I only think of Denise and I only go, I have so many friends. I'm not even close with her yet.
We were not close at all.
That's the third time we meet each other.
Anne was too loud for me.
Yeah, I'm too much for her. I'm too intense. She say that often. Yeah, you guys should know by
that
now.
Time lah, but
actually,
now
I'm too intense for everyone. Everybody tell me the same thing. Say,
no, I
too
think
much
Ava is okay because she's used to you since in the stomach.
Yeah, she no. Today she just told me in the face.
What did she say? Mom, you're too loud.
Mommy, I don't like one thing about you. That is your strictness.
Then what does that do with your intensity, babe? Nothing to do with your intensity.
Strict is not intense.
Okay. No, it's not. It's nothing to do with the intensity. It's your way of structure that you like. So the structure, your schedule, because my mom was exactly the same. And I hated it because there was no flexibility. But it's an earth sign thing, what, right? You get what I mean? Yeah. Everything must be in boxes.
Yeah. But if we not got organized for her, who will organize for her?
I know. I hated it too. I'm not saying it's not good. I just said I hated it. Share and subscribe! And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spies and Eyes.
I am Anne the Spy.
And I'm Denise and Eyes. Bye!